So during the days of Isaiah the prophet, the Spirit of God spoke through him, announcing that one day the Messiah, the Son of God, would come to save the people from their sins. Isaiah 7:14 says, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. A virgin will conceive, and give birth to a son, and will call his name Emmanuel." And Isaiah 9:6 through 7 says, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and the peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this."
Good morning. 700 years later, the time had come. God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found a favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever, and his kingdom will never end."
Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God."
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would someday walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? In this child that you've delivered, will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels tried? When you've kissed your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. And Mary, did you know? Mary, the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. that your baby boy is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? In this sleeping child you're holding is a great I am. Oh Mary, did you know?
Now Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a just man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name of Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins."
Now in those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. Everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her first son. Her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room available for them in the inn.
The King of Kings, the Now there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger."
And suddenly there was the angel, a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
When the angel had left them and got into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go to Bethlehem and see the things that have happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried up and found Mary, Joseph, and the baby who was laying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what has been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
So we're going to go ahead and stand up right now and get ready to just sing together Silent Night. There's going to be candles that are being passed down the road. This is to represent sharing the light of the world. But if you wouldn't mind standing with me, we're going to go ahead and sing Silent Night. Church, let's go ahead and take our seat. Go ahead and you can just set your candles on the seat beside you, and at the end of the service, we'll go ahead and collect them. Well, praise God. I hope you were blessed this morning. We're going to go ahead and kind of keep it a little bit short today, because directly after the service, you'll notice that there's refreshments out there. There is hot cocoa and apple cider and all kinds of sweet treats. And we just want to have a little bit of time so that we can sit and hang out and talk. And I just encourage you, get to know the people around you and just enjoy the time. But also, the reason why we're here today specifically is to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And I love the story of Jesus. I love that God made a way for each and every one of us without compromising who he is. You see, one of the things that we could think in our mind, what if God just went ahead and just ignored our sin, right? What if he just wiped it away? And we would think, well, that would be like a pretty good idea. Maybe that's how he could forgive us. But the problem that God would run into is that that wouldn't be just. And that wouldn't be right. The reality is that sin is far, far worse than we ever imagine it to be. And the scripture says that the wages of sin is death. So if God were just to ignore our sin or just wipe it away, he wouldn't be being a just God. And if he's not just, it seems how that is one of his intrinsic qualities of who he is. If he's no longer just, then he's no longer God. So we know that that can't be a way to do things. Now, we also might think as men, and the reality is that every other single religion in the world, this is how they look at redemption with their God. It's about how you perform. Right? Every other religion in the world except Christianity is about how if you do this, this, and this, then you'll be right with God. But the problem is that we still have that problem to deal with. Sin, the wages of sin is death. That is what we deserve, is death. And there is no amount of good that we could ever do that would make up for even one sin in our life. So we wonder, how is God going to take care of this? How can God do it? How can God save us, yet still be a just God, be a right God? Because those wages have to be paid, amen. So what God did is he sent his son. The reason we celebrate this season is because Jesus was born for one purpose, and that was to give his life for us. You see, those wages of sin have to be paid, and Jesus took them upon himself. That's why Jesus was born, because he loved you that much that he was willing to give up everything, even die on a cross, so that your sins could be forgiven. And I love it. It's a beautiful story of redemption, because it's not how man would do it. And I know it's not how man would do it, because like I said, every other man-made religion is about how man can do good enough to be right with God. But God understood that there was nothing that we could do, so he sent his son, so that we could be made right, that we could be made brand new, that our sins could be paid for, because that is what a just God requires. God could take care of us, save us, without compromising who he is. And that's why Jesus came. So this morning, I want you to know that God loves you more than you can ever imagine. And the reality is that just one sin has a payment that you can't pay on your own. It's not anything you can bear. But God sent his son. Jesus stepped off of his throne and willingly came to earth, lived as a man just like you and I. He lived a sinless life, and he was willing to give it up to pay for your sin. And he is the only way to salvation. There isn't anything that you can do to save yourself. So if that's you this morning and you've not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you haven't received that free gift of salvation. Because like I said, just one sin is enough. He sent his son to pay the penalty for you. If you will just repent of your sins, that simply means turn away from your sin and turn towards God and put your trust and faith in him for salvation. Is there anybody in here this morning that hasn't received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior? They're not sure if you're not sure if you're saved. You're not sure if you're going to heaven. Is there anybody in here this morning that would like to make that decision, to put their trust in Jesus? If that's you this morning, raise your hand. Hallelujah. If you're watching online, I want you to know that that offer isn't just available to people inside these four walls. Jesus died for everybody. So if that's you this morning and you say, Pastor Wayne, I want to be saved. I want to be sure that I'm going to spend eternity with God And this morning I've made the decision to repent from my sins and put my trust in Jesus Christ. I want you to know the moment that you did that, a miracle took place inside of you. You're no longer who you used to be. You are brand new. Before the eyes of God, you are right, you are perfect, you are holy. Not because of anything that you did, but because of what Jesus did for you. So if that's you this morning, I just want you to reach out to me so that I can help you on your next steps in this walk as a Christian. You can do that by phone, email, any of the social media platforms. Just reach out to me so that I can pray with you and help you on your way. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and stand to our feet, church. Well, praise God. As we get ready to close the service, remind you of a couple things. One, please just leave your your candles on the chairs, and we'll have somebody come pick them up. As I said, right after the service, please just meet in the lobby. We've got coffee, cocoa, apple cider. I know there's some fudge and pumpkin cookies and was it Mexican wedding cookies out there? I think I saw all kinds of good stuff. So we're just going to enjoy one of these companies. And then also on your way out, there are bags underneath the Christmas tree. There is a bag for every single person in here. And this year, the women decided to come together during one of their women's meetings. They decided they wanted to do something for everybody in the church. So these ladies came together. They formulated a plan. And they put it together, and now they just want to be a blessing to you. So, one, tell the ladies thank you. And two, everybody gets one. Grab one on your way out. Amen? Amen. Let's go ahead and bow our head. Father, we just thank you for this day. We're so grateful that you love us. So grateful that you love us so much that you sent your son. Jesus, thank you for being willing to step off your throne, to being born as a human, living your life perfectly. And then giving it for me and every person in this room. We're so grateful. We're so thankful. Lord, I pray as we go out through the rest of this week, as we celebrate Christmas, that we would not be overly distracted by the things of this world, the commercial aspects of it, but instead our focus would be on your Son. He is the reason for the season. He's the reason that we are. And we just thank you. Thank you for sending him. And we bless you and praise you this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.